Today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Gimel. Today we left off at the very top of daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. The daf is about Atzamos, Gidin, and Sreifas Noser. Meaning, first we're going to finish up our discussion from yesterday's daf, but then starting from the Mishnah, we're going to talk about burning bones, sinews, and meat that are Noser of a carbon, and we're going to have a Shita and Amorayim that bones that have marrow in them are treated like Noser because the marrow is meat and the bones support that meat, and maybe anything that supports the meat is considered like the meat itself. And we're going to have a discussion about Gidin in general. Are Gidin considered to be meat in throughout the animal? And that's obviously, whenever we discuss Gidin, it always leads right into a discussion of Gid HaNosha, and this is going to be no exception. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss four reasons that Noser can't be burnt on Yantiv, because after all, why don't we just say Asei Dochalos Asei? If you have Noser, you have a mitzvah Asei to burn it, so that should be Doch Yantiv. You should be allowed to do that on Yantiv, because the Yantiv is just a Los Asei. So the mitzvah Asei of burning the Noser should be Dochalos Asei. So the Gemara is going to give four answers to that question. But first, we have to finish off the conversation from yesterday's daf. At the end of yesterday's daf, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds that both Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka and Rabbi Nechemiah hold that even if the owner of the carbon becomes Tameh after the Zrikas Hadam, we burn the carbon immediately. You don't have to leave it overnight. You could burn it right away if the owner of the carbon becomes Tameh after the Zrikas Hadam. So today the Gemara just adds, maybe it's not just those two opinions. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's just Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch Rabbi Nechemiah? We could find a third Shita that holds the same thing. Rabbi Mosif af Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili also agrees with this approach. Why? What did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? Ditanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Kala Inyan Kulo Eino Medaber El Biparim Hanisrafim Vbsir Manisrafim Lisrof Psuleh and Abes Habira, Velitein Lo Saseal Achilasan. That the entire Inyan, we'll see in a second what that means, is only speaking about the Paramanisrafim, the Seiramanisrafim, that when they become possible, you burn them by the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a Lo Sase to eat them. So it says Rashi, what's going on over here? Kalin Kulo, Kol Parshazu, the Kol Chatos Asher Yuva Midama, the entire section in Chumash of Kol Chatos Asher Yuva Midama, that Alol Moy the Chaver B'Kodesh L'Sochal Beish Tisarif, that any Chatos that you bring from its dam into the Alol Moed, so you can't eat it, you should burn it right away. The Muki the Rabbanim Masech Zvachim B'Chatos Achitzona Sheichnis Dama Lefnim. The Rabbanim Masech Zvachim say that's talking about a Chatos Achitzona whose dam is brought inside. Vizel Psul Shul. And the whole problem is that you brought the dam inside. It's a chatos achitzona v'kamer achmona sheyisarif, and that's what the pasuk is telling me, that you have to burn it. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees with the whole analysis. That's not what the pasukim are talking about at all. Palag Rabbi Yossi Aglili umoki bechatos hapnimis. He says no, it's talking about the chatos hapnimis kegon parim dover shel tzibur asher yuva midama kimitzvasa el ol moed. It's not telling us that you violated the Torah. Is not telling me you violated halacha by bringing the dam inside. We're talking about chatos hapnimios, where the dam is supposed to be brought inside. So lo sochal beish tisaref, that you shouldn't eat it, you should burn it in fire. Ubik sheira lo itzrichra. Now clearly the pasuk doesn't need to tell me about a kashra chatos hapnimios. Tak siv bugufei v'sraf oso aleitzim. Elashim nifsula biyotze ubituma. Now what it comes to tell me is that if such a carbon becomes possible in some other way, either by going chutzl mechitzaso or by becoming tamei, it's coming to tell me that you have to burn it dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, and that there's a los asay to eat it. So that's what he means, kol inyan kulo. That set of psukim that talks about something whose dam is brought on the inside, and all of a sudden we're burning it, is talking about a chatos hapnimis that has some other problem. The dam being brought inside is not the problem, that's the good thing. But there's some other problem, so there's so we burn it a beis habira, and there's a los asay to eat it. So far, that doesn't help us in terms of what we're trying to find in Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but the conversation continues. So Amr lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Chata shenichnas dama lefnai v'lefnim minayin. How do you know that a chatos whose dam is brought lefnai v'lefnim, that is going to be possible? So Amr lahen, he says to them, Hein lo huva es dama el hakodesh pnima. Mechal di inafik ihi. Inami ayildama bisreifa. The implication is that if the carbon were brought outside beyond its mechitza, or its dam were brought inside, so then the mitzvah is going to be bisreifa. So the bottom line is that Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns from the chatos of Aaron that even if the blood had gone inside the heichal, the carbon is immediately burnt. So apparently, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that when there's a psul that's not inherent in the carbon, the dam l'chora, we're assuming, is not inherent in the carbon, so a psul in the blood, which is an example of a psul that's not inherent to the carbon, and presumably we would say the same about a psul in the bilum, which is also not inherent in the carbon is burnt right away. You don't wait overnight. So we're looking for opinions that hold that when you have a psul in the bilum, you burn the carbon right away. You don't wait till the next morning. You don't wait overnight. So Rabbi Yochanan identified that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Nechemia hold that way. So the Rabbi is just adding, Rabbi Yossi Aglili also holds this way, because here you have a psul that's not inherent in the carbon, it's only a psul in the dam, and you burn it immediately. So the Gemara says, wait a second, when there's a psul in the dam, that's not inherent in the carbon. That's different. That's very different than a psul in the bilum. A psul in the bilum is not something about the carbon itself. The dam is the carbon. Rabbi Yochanan would say, damu basar chada milsihi. The dam and the basar of the carbon are one and the same in terms of they're both considered to be certainly inherent in the carbon. Bailim milsachritihi. The bailim is a different issue, but the dam and the basar are certainly the same. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Beis HaOtzar that since the dam is the matir of the basar, meaning the when you're allowed to have the basar of the carbon, it's always because of the dam that's matir the basar. So when the dam becomes pasul, it's considered that the guf of the carbon is nifsal. That's why we would associate the dam dafka with the basar. The mitzvah Esav in the back of the Gemara says that Rabba is cholik on Rabbi Yochanan, right? Meaning clearly in our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan considers the dam and the basar chad milsa, but Rabba, who thought Rabbi Yossi Aglili belongs on the list, does not consider the dam and the basar chad milsa. Does not consider them to be the same thing. So what does he hold? Why are they not the same? Because he holds if the dam becomes pasul, it's not considered a psul begufo. Now there is a sugya in Makos and Daf Yotes where according to Rabbi Shmuel, the dam and the basar have the same din, but from that sugya, it's clear that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who argues in Rabbi Yishmael, it's not so clear that the dam and the basar have the same din. And even according to Rabbi Yishmael, not everyone necessarily agrees. So over here you have a reflection of that machlokas, meaning what does Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold? Would Rabbi Yossi Aglili consider the dam to be the same as the basar? Okay, new Mishnah, and this is the primary topic of our daf. Ha'atzamos va'gidin va'nosar yisrafu b'shisha asar. The bones of the carbon, the sinews of the carbon Pesach. Again, we're back to carbon Pesach now. It's a Mishnah. We're still in Pesachim, so we're back to carbon Pesach. The bones of a carbon Pesach, the sinews of a carbon Pesach, and any leftover meat of the carbon Pesach gets burnt on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Not on the first day of Yontif, but on the first day of Chol HaMoed, on the 16th day of Nisan. Chal tezayin lios b'shabes yisrufu b'yod zayin. If it happens to be that the first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, so then you burn it on the second day of Chol HaMoed, because you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos. So with the Srefa of the Nosar, or the bones of the sinews, does not happen on Yantif, nor on Shabbos. L'fi shein and dochin, lo asa Shabbos, v'lo as Yantif. It's not going to be able to be docha, neither Shabbos nor Yantif. So meaning the burning is not docha, Shabbos or Yantif. So Amar Rav Mari Baravu Amar Rav Yitzchak, at Samos Kodshim, separate statement, separate comment. The reason we're quoting it is because our Mishnah may shed light on this comment, but we'll get to that soon. Just the statement taken at face value is that if you have bones of karbanos that supported nosar meat, that had nosar meat attached to them, at some point those bones are metame yasiyadayim, because they're considered like nosar, since they're basis ladavra asar. They supported, just like we have a concept of basal davrasar and hilchos muktzah, that when you have something that supports muktzah, the supporting item, the base for the muktzah becomes becomes muksa itself, so too with noser meat. If you have a bone that was a basis for the noser meat, so the bone itself becomes like the noser meat, and therefore it's metame the yadayim. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara is going to have one raya to Rabbi Yitzchak and one raya against Rabbi Yitzchak. So says Gemara, name Misayele. First, the raya for Rabbi Yitzchak is our Mishnah. Hatzamos vagidim vanoser yisrafu letazayin. That the bones, the sinews, and noser meat of the Karban Pesach, you burn on the first day of Chol HaMoed, our Mishnah said. So hani atzamos hechidami. What kind of bones do we burn on the first day of Chol HaMoed? Ilema delesbu moach. If there's no moach in the bones, there's no marrow in the bones. Lama b'sreifa, nishdinu. Why should you have to burn them? Just chuck them, throw them out. They're not part of the, they don't become noser. They're not part of the edible part of the carbon. If there's no edible marrow, just throw it out. El pshita disbumach. So the bones that we're talking about must be bones that have marrow in them. Now, so if you're going to say that the fact that something supports Nosar, these bones support Nosar, so I understand very well why the bones themselves need to be burned, not just the marrow inside of them. The bones themselves need to be burned, because they're a bustle davar aser. But if you're going to say something supporting Nosar doesn't count for anything, it does not make the bones into a bustle davar aser, well then lamaluhus. Why would you need to burn the bones? Nitbarinhu, break the bones, menachlitzalamachtitu, take out the marrow from the bones, vinisrafei, burn the marrow, because the marrow is the meat, that's the nosar, the bones aren't the nosar, vinishtinulididu, and throw the bones away. The fact that you even have to burn the bones is a riot to Rav Yitzchak, that the bones themselves become a basis l'davra aser, they become like the meat that supported those bones. So we see a riot Rabbi Yitzchak that supporting Noser is also considered to be like it itself is Noser. So says Gemara, no, not a good raya. Amri love. Supporting Noser doesn't mean anything. Because Savar bo bekasher vafilu bepasel. Now what we're working with is the assumption that when it says etzem losish bruvo, you're not allowed to break a bone of a Karban Pesach, that Isser continues even if the Karban Pesach became pasel. So what was the etzah? We said if the bones themselves aren't Nosar, just break the bones open. Take out the, it's already pasul, right? So it's already past the time, it's already noser. So break the bones open, take out the moach and burn the moach and chuck the bones. You can't. You're not allowed to break the bones open, even after it's already noser, even after they've already become pasul. Afilu b'pasul salvadaitach, says in Gemara, what? Pasul bones? You can have an issa, pasul carbon. You can have an issa of etzim l'sish brubo. V'atanan, we have a mission that says not that way. Avla mosir b'tahar, v'hashover b'tamei, eino sofek es harbaim. That there is no chiv malchus for breaking bones of a carbon that's tamei. Why? Apparently, when it's a pasul carbon Pesach, there is no issa of breaking bones. How can you tell me that there's an issa of breaking bones on bones of Nosar? Says where there's a big difference between bones of Nosar and bones of Tame. Lo kasha, kan shahaisa lo shasa kosher, kan shalohaisa lo shasa kosher. A carbon that's Tame was never kosher, it was pasul meikaro. So such a carbon, there's not going to be any use for breaking bones. But bones that support Nosar, what does it mean supports Nosar? All Nosar meat was once kosher. That's it becomes Nosar by not being eaten on time, but it was once kosher. So if it once had a shasa kosher, then certainly the iser of Shvira Satsamos is still going to apply. And that's why we don't have any raya for Rav Yitzchak, because the iser, we don't have the option of breaking open the bones and burning the marrow. You're not allowed to break open the bones. Who makes such a chilek between a carbon that once was kosher and a carbon that never was kosher? Rabbi Yaakov, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov. The Tanya, the etzem l'sish rubo, bo b'kosher v'lo b'pasul. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, ha'isa lo shasa kosher v'nifsa lo yesh bo mishum shvira tzatzem, lo ha'isa lo shasa kosher ein bo mishum shvira tzatzem. That even though the Tanakhama holds that there is no din of shvira tzatzem at all, there's no isra of shvira tzatzem on a carbon that's pasul, Rabbi Yaakov has a more nuanced view, that if it once had a shasa kosher, then there is an isra of shvira tzatzem. If it never had a shasa kosher, it was never kosher, then there's no isra of shvira tzatzem. But there's a third sheet as well, Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad zeh, ain bo mishum shviras ha'etzem. That either way, whether it once had a shas kosher or not, there's not going to be any issur of shviras ha'etzem on a karban that is pasul. But anyway, Rabbi Yaakov, we see, is the shita that distinguishes between ha'isal lo shas ha'kosher and lo ha'isal lo shas ha'kosher. But the and that's the bottom line. Meaning, the bottom line is that when you're dealing with nosar bones, with bones that support nosar, even though the bones themselves don't become nosar, we have no choice but to burn them, because that's the only way to burn the moach, since we're not allowed to break the bones. Why can we break the bones? Aye, it's nosar, because ha'isal lo shas ha'kosher, they were once kosher, so the Yisr Shri Satsam is still operative in those bones. But our Gemara did mention very matter-of-factly that atzamos that don't have any moach, we said, so then there's no, that the Mishnah can't be talking about that. If there's no moach, just chuck the bones, just get rid of the bones. So the Arzarua writes that, let's say you have bone china, you have kalim made out of boneware. So the Arzarua says that such kalim are not balea any time whatsoever. Meaning, if you have a milchig boneware, and then you stick it into a fleshig pot, you don't need to kasher it, it's not us, or it's not balea at all. It's not balea bichlal, says the Arzarua. So the Hagos Mordechai Yashan brings a raya from our Gemara. Because the atzamos and the gidin and the karban pesach, but we burn only because it's a bust of davar aser. Why don't we just say that you have to burn it because they were balea from the karban pesach when it was roasted together with the karban pesach, and now the bones themselves have bleos of nosar in them, and shouldn't we have to burn it for that reason? So it must be that we're assuming that atzamos are not balea, that atzamos have no bleos in them whatsoever. However, the Mordechai says that he doesn't really like this Heter of the Azura so much, because it says Beferish bin in the parsha of Klei Midyan, which is the source of Hagala of Kasher and Kalim. The Torah talks about the Kalim we got from Midyan, that when we got those Kalim, we had to pass them through fire in order to kasher them. So it says V'kol Maisa Izim, and Rashi over there says that what does it mean? Lahavias Hakarnayim Vesatalpayim Vehaatzamos, says if you have Kalim made out of Kol Maisa Izim, any different part of an animal, like the horns, the hoofs, or the bones. So apparently that's included in the parsha of Klei Midyan. It can only be included in the parsha of Klei Midyan, obviously, if they are Balea. So how do we pass on La Halacha? The Ramah in Hilchos Pesach and some Tuf Nun Aleph in Orachayim, Siv Ches, the Ramah paskins that like the Mordechai, that Klei Etzem are Balea, Klei Etzem do require Haga'ala. So we are Machmir on Klei Etzem. The Marivayel writes that like the Mordechai, that Klei Etzem are Balea, but he says that not that they require Hagala, their Balea and Hagala doesn't work, because the Klei Etzem are somewhat sensitive, and he has the concern that we have by other types of kelim, that Dil Mechayis Aleh, that we're afraid you're going to have Rachmanos on it, you're not going to want to burn it properly, you're not going to want to do Hagala properly, because you're going to be afraid to break it. And that's how the Pri Chadash says as well. So he says that it's the worst of both worlds, that it's Balea, and you can't kasher it. The Shach in Yerodeah holds like the Ramah, that it is Balea, but you can kasher it. That's the middle ground. So you have on the one extreme, you have the Arzarua, that it's not Balea at all, so it's totally kosher, it's no problem. You have on the other extreme that it's the worst, it's like Klei Cheres, it's Balea, but there's no way to kasher it. And then you have the Ramah, which is the middle ground opinion, that it's Balea, but it's kasherable, there's a way to kasher it. This is very Nogea Lemaisa, the post can discuss by false teeth. If a person has dentures, so if they're made out of synthetic material, so there's nothing to talk about. But sometimes they make teeth out of bone. They chisel down a bone from it. This is a serious issue that we discuss in terms of Tumas Kohanim. Is a Kohen allowed to visit the dentist? Because a dentist may have bones in his office. So not a regular dentist, but I assume an implant specialist would have. So a Kohen is allowed to visit the dentist, but and he's even allowed to be in the office with the implant specialist. But there's a big discussion: can he get such implants? Is it you allowed to have a bone implant? Okay, I think we once discussed that. We once had a shiur on that topic. Fascinating discussion. But part of the issue is, forget about the Kohen. What about Bleos of Isser? Is he going to need two sets of dentures? one for fleishig, one for milchig. If there's blios, so okay. So, and you have to kasher dentures for Pesach. So this is a discussion on the poskim that comes back to this sugya of exactly what the status of bones are in general in terms of blios of iser. Okay, so far we had the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak, where Rabbi Yitzchak said that anything that supports nosar itself becomes like a basal davar asar. The bone itself becomes like its nosar. We tried to bring a raya to Rav Yitzchak that he's correct from our Mishnah. Now we're going to try to bring a raya against him. So meisvei, about three lines before the lines get wide, meisvei kolatz amos hakadshim ein tun nitzreifa chutz me'atzmos haPesach me'at hakala. All other bones of kachim you do not have to burn except for the bones of a korban Pesach mipnei hakala, because we're afraid that if you don't, you're going to break them. Hani atzmos hechidami. So what kind of bones are we talking about? If there's no moach in the bones, why would you ever have to burn those bones? Obviously, we're talking about bones that have marrow in them. And if you say that shimush nosar counts as something, the fact that something supports nosar is meaningful to us, so then why don't you have to burn the bones of kachim? Because after all, they support nosar, and therefore they should become like the nosar itself, so they should require burning by other korbanos. Why is it only a din in korban Pesach? So Gemara says two possible answers, two possible suggestions to defend Rabbi Yitzchak. Number one, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hachav Mayaskinan Kigon Shematzan Chalutzin, that we're talking about the bones were found already broken and emptied of their marrow. So the question is, did they ever support nosar? Did these bones, do we have to assume that these bones ever had nosar attached to them? They once had marrow in them, but did you get the marrow out in time? Did you get the marrow out before it became nosar, before this man was over? So atzmos kachim, when you're dealing with other karbanos, shein behem yishum shviras etzem, where there's no iser to break the bones of other karbanos, kami dina hava nosar chatzinu. We have the right to assume that you emptied the marrow from the bones by breaking open the bones before it became nosar. The lo hava shimush nosar, and therefore these bones never supported nosar. The lo bal shreifa, and therefore you don't need to burn the bones. The bones are perfectly fine. But atzmos ha-pesach, but the bones overcome Pesach, diyesh behem yishum shviras etzem, where there's an iser to break bones on a carbon Pesach. So we have to assume that when were these bones broken open and emptied of their marrow? Only after it became nosar. So then at some point these bones supported nosar. There was nosar marrow in these bones, and then ubo shreifa. Then, like Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's going to require shreifa because it becomes like a basas l'davar asar. It becomes something that supported nosar. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Zvira Amar Hachal Mayaskinan Kigon Shematzan Tziborin Tziborin Umehen Chalutzin. The case is, you find a big pile of bones, and you notice that some of the bones were broken open and emptied of their marrow. Can you assume that about the rest of the bones, or do you have to inspect each and every bone in the pile? Atzmos kachim dein b'mishum shiras ha'atzem. When it comes to bones of kachim, where there's no isur of shiras ha'atzem, l'kula v'chalutz l'uvach l'hu v'lo ba'yisreifa. So you could assume that whoever broke some of these bones broke all of the bones, took all of the marrow out of the bones, and therefore they don't require burning. But atzmos ha'pesach, t'yesh b'mishum shiras ha'atzem, the bones of a carbon Pesach, where there's an isur to break the bones, you have to work with the assumption that maybe only some of them were broken. Maybe the other ones weren't broken, and therefore they still have marrow in them, so they're still going to require strefa. That's the difference between Atmos Kachim versus Atmos Pesach. So, but bottom line is, the Gemara tried to bring one raya for Rabbi Yitzchak and rejected the raya. One raya against Rabbi Yitzchak rejected that raya as well. So Rabbi Yitzchak stands as a shita that can be argued with, but doesn't necessarily have to be argued with. Good, so that's the end of Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kala Gidin Basar Chutz Migidei Tzavar. All Gidin are considered to be basar, they're considered to be like meat. All sinews are considered to be like meat, except for the neck sinews. Those are not considered to be like the meat. So Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Hatzamos Vaginva Nosar, Yisrafu B'Tazayin, that we burn the bones, the Gidin, and the meat on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So, hani gidin hechidami. What kinds of gidin are we talking about that we burn on the first day of Chol HaMoed? Ilema gide basar nichlinu. Vidi tosar hainu nosar. If we're talking about regular gide basar, so you should eat it. If they're just like meat and you can eat them just like meat, so then you should eat them. Then you should eat them on time. And if you don't eat them on time, well, then it's the same thing as nosar. The Mishnah had three categories. It had bones, gidin, and nosar. Well, if it's the gidin or gide basar, gidin that have the same din as regular basar, so when they become nosar, they're just nosar. They're not a separate category. So hainu nosar, they would be exactly the same thing as nosar. El pshita gide tzavar. So that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah must be talking about, if we assume Rabbi Dom Rav is correct, that all gidin have a din of meat except for the gide tzavar, it must be that we're talking about the neck sinews that don't have a din of meat. So wait a second. Now, if the gidei tzavar have a din like meat, even though they aren't actually meat, so I understand what the Mishnah is telling me, that you need to burn them because they too become nosar, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The rest of the gidin, there's no chiddush to tell me they become nosar; they're mamish meat. But the gidei tzavar, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. They're also treated like meat; they too become nosar; they also need to be burnt. So that makes sense. Eliyamrit lav basar ninhu lam lusreifa. But if you, Rabbi Dom Rav, are correct that the gidei tzavar do not have a din of basar, so then why would you have to burn them at all? They're not basar of the carbon. Only the basar of the carbon becomes nosar. Other parts of the carbon, bones of the carbon that don't have any marrow, and certainly gidin that are not edible, should not become nosar. Nosar means it's a part of the carbon that you could have eaten, but you didn't eat and left it over past its zman. So if it's not basar, why would you burn it at all? So the Gemara suggests three possible answers. Answer number one, Amrav Chisa lo nitzrucha el legira nasha v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. That really we're talking about gidei tzavar. Really, gidei tzavar are not basar, and other gidim are absolute basar and are right to eat. Our Mishnah that says that there that implies that there are gidim that are basar that are not eaten, are not considered part of the carbon, that are not just like run of the mill nosar, that's considered just like regular basar, but physically are basar. So what kind of gid is that talking about? That's from about the Gid Anasha, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Why only Alibid Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Gid Anasha is asr to eat. So the Gid Anasha would never become Nosar, because you're not allowed to eat it. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Noeg El Ba'achas. There's a Gid Anasha in each thigh of the animal. Which one is asr? So one might think, well, both are probably asr. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. Only one of the Gid Anashas is asr, the other one is mutter. Vadas Machras Shel Yamin. Rabbi Yehuda says, probably it's the right one. It's the one on the right side of the animal, not the one on the left side of the animal. That makes the most sense, because that's usually, if there's only one, it's usually going to be on the one on the right. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the gid, the other gid, is basar. It's rach and it's kasher la'achila, so it can become nosar. So maybe we should see from here that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't sure which one exactly it really is. Because if Rabbi Yehuda knew which gid was asr and which gid was mutter, well then there's again it's a non-starter. We have nothing to discuss. The gid that's asr never becomes nosar, so that's for sure off the table. The gid that's mutter is just regular nosar. It's just regular meat. It's regular nosar. So we'd be vaiter stuck with our question on the Mishnah. What are we talking about when we're saying gid? That as a separate category than nosar, the gid also has to be burnt. But if Rabbi Yehuda isn't sure which gid is asr and which gid is mutter, so now I understand why you're going to have to burn it. Because it might be nosar, but you can't eat it because it might be gid anasha. So that's why gid is a separate category in our Mishnah. It's not like regular meat that's nosar, which you should have eaten, because you can't eat the gid anasha. It might be the asr gid anasha. So isn't this clear then, that Rabbi Yehuda isn't sure which gid, when he says hadas machras, that it's the right one? He means, mistama, probably it is, but I'm not willing to put my money on it. Right? Or isn't it clear then that Rabbi Yehuda is not sure? Says Mar, no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is sure that it is the right one. And Amar Vika Bar Chimna Kagon Shehukru L'Besof Nesarvu. Maybe over here we're talking about where both Gid Anashas got mixed up. You once had them identified, and then they got mixed up with each other. So that's why you have to, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that you burn the gid together with the noser. So anyway, that's one approach to what the Mishnah is talking about. Rav Ashi Amar, second approach, lo nitzrucha ela l'shmeno de gid anasha. We're talking about the fats that surround the gid anasha. The Tanya shmeno mutter, v'yisrael kadoshim heim v'nagim bo iser. That even though it's technically mutter, we don't eat it. We're knowing that the surrounding fats of the gid anasha, we're knowing iser on those as well. So if that's the case, that's a perfect example of what the Mishnah must be talking about. Because the Mishnah, it's not regular nosar, because regular nosar is meat that you were supposed to have eaten. But we have a minhag not to eat such meat. So it can't be talking about regular nosar. So it's, and it's also not a regular gid, which wouldn't be subject to noser. It's not something that's asr ba'achila, which would never become noser, because this is technically mutter ba'achila. May ikra din. It's only Yisrael nogim bo iser. So Asemus points out, you see from our sugya, that even though the iser of the fat around the gid is only a minhag, the chachamim were so serious about their minhagim that they were okra the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach, machmas the minhag. Meaning you have a mitzvah of eating all the meat of the korban pesach, and we didn't eat, and we would avoid eating the Shmei Neshul Gid, even though it's only Nagu Bo Yisir. Now the Netziv writes in Rami Sada, that we see from here that even though in the Brisa that it calls it only a Minhag, but it can't be that because of a Minhag, the Chacham would get rid of a mitzvah. So he says it must be that once we were Noheg, they raised it, the Chacham raised it to a level of Isir. They made an Isir Gomor out of it once we were Noheg that way. Just like the Ramam has in Hilchas Mila, that in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, which is only a minhag, we do a Mila Shelo Bizmana, the Rambam holds. The Rosh holds not that way. But the Rambam holds a Mila Shelo Bizmana is done in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. I got an email from a Moel a couple of months ago. It's bothering me like crazy. Why don't we do a Mila Shelo Bizmana on Yom Tov Sheni? Why wouldn't it be Docha Yom Tov? Yom Tov Sheni is only a minhag. It's a very strong question. The Rambam, in fact, holds that you would do it, that a minhag is not going to trump the halacha. So the Netziv gives that as a dimyon, that if it were taka only a minhag, then the minhag would not trump the halacha. It's only, it must be that over here, the Shmeinu Shel Gid is not just a minhag, that the Chacham raised it to the level of Isser. It's interesting to use the example of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, because if there ever was a minhag that we treat like Isser Gamur, it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. We don't treat it with any of the, we don't treat it anything any different than Yom Tov Rishon. We don't really treat it like a minhag. So that's an odd, it's an odd example for the Netziv to use, but okay, that's the example he uses. Ravina Amar, third answer, the Chitzon, Uchud Rabbi Amar Shmuel, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Beis Gidin Hain, Pnimi Asamuch La'etzem, Asr V'chayav Enalav, Chitzon Asamuch La'basar, Asr V'ein Chayav Enalav, that there are two Gidin in that location, and the Mishnah is speaking about the outer Gid, which is only Asr Midrabanan, right? The first one, the inner Gid, the one that's closer to the bone, is Asr V'chayav Enalav, means it's Asr Midaraisa, you can be Chayav and Onesh for it, but the gid that's in the outer gid is asr ve'in chayav nalav, which is code word for it's only in isr midrabanan. So again, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. We're dealing with a gid that you can't eat, so it's not regular meat. It's not going to be treated the same as regular nosar when it's left over. But at the same time, it's still going to have to be burnt like nosar because there's no isr d'oraisa to eat it. So those are the three possibilities. Chal tazayin, the Mishnah said that we don't burn nosar on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That if the first day Chol HaMoed turns out to be Shabbos, then we wait until Sunday. So frekli gemara v'amai, nesi aseh v'yitchi los aseh. Why don't we say that the mitzvah aseh of burning nosar should be docha the los aseh of Yom Tov? Four answers. Number one, Amr Chizkiya v'chein tan d'bei Chizkiya amr krol los asir menu ad boker v'anosir menu ad boker be'ish tisrofu. Shein tamal omer ad boker. Why does it say the phrase ad boker a second time? Ma tamal omer ad boker. What's it adding with the phrase ad boker? It should have just said, you're not allowed to leave it over until the morning, and if you do leave it over, you burn it. Why? And if you do leave it over until the morning, you burn it. What's the second ad boker? Lite lo boker sheini l'srefaso. It must be telling me that sometimes you have to wait for another morning till you burn it. You have to wait till the morning after that until you burn it. So you see that it's not docha yom tov. The achronim raised the rishonim already tells raise the kasha. Wait a second. That means you can't even burn it on matzah yom tov. So does that is the reason you can't burn it because it's not docha yom tov? You can't burn a Matzah Yantav either. It's Ad Boker Sheni. It's a Gzeres HaKasav. That is until the next morning. How do you see from there a din in Yantav? That's what the Rishonim ask. So you say, no, the reason you can't burn it at night is because of a separate din, that you're not allowed to burn it at night. But so that's why the first eligible time is the next morning, so it must be Megala, such a din. Second answer, Abayi Amar Amakra Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato V'lo Olas Chol B'Shabbos V'lo Olas Chol B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn parts of a Shabbos Korban on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to burn parts of a weekday Korban on Shabbos, nor parts of a weekday Korban on Yantiv. Rava Amar, third answer, Amar Kra, Hu Levado Yaseh Lechem, Hu V'lo Machshirov, Levado V'lo Milish Lo Bezmana, Haba Mikal V'chomer. That the word Levado teaches that just like a Milish Lo Bezmana cannot be done on Yantiv, because you could just wait for Chol HaMoed, so you're not allowed to do it on Yantiv, burning Noser also cannot be done in Yantiv, since it can wait for the first day of Chol HaMoed. What does it mean, Haba Mikal V'chomer? It means, had we not had a pasuk to be Mimait and to tell me that Milish Lo Bezmana cannot be done on Yantiv, I would have learned a Kal V'chomer to tell me that it can be done in Yantiv. What Kal V'chomer would I have learned? Big Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, others, but there's some Kal V'chomer out there that I would have been able to learn to tell me to do a Milish Lo Bezmana on Yom Tov. Fourth answer, Ravashi Amar Shabbos on Yom Tov, Asehu. Rav Ash says, what are you talking about? That the whole kasha is based on a false premise. The whole kasha is that let the asay of burning noser be docha the los asay of yantiv. The yantiv is not just a los asay. Yantiv is a los asay ve'asay. And an asay is not docha, a los asay ve'asay. Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Daled, raises the question, what about for nashim? Women are pata for mitzvah shazman grama, so they, l'chora, only have a los asay of Yantiv. So shouldn't, for Nashim, shouldn't they be allowed to burn Nosar? Shouldn't we say Asay Docha Losasay? So Tosfos develops the Yisod that whenever a Losasay is accompanied by an Asay, that tells you that it's a stronger Losasay. So even though women are only chayv in the Losasay, it's a stronger Losasay than a regular Losasay. Other sheets from Rishonim also, but we got to stop there.